You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Last November, 64% of California voters approved Proposition 57, which allows for early release for so-called nonviolent offenders. Ahead of the vote, one of the biggest critics of the proposition was Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims, who criticized the proposal for the lack of specificity in defining how the law would be implemented. At issue, what exactly would be considered a nonviolent offense and what wouldn't be. Her criticism drew the ire of California Governor Jerry Brown, who backed the measure as a way of reducing the state's prison population. Brown essentially said, "Trust us, we'll work out the details once the proposition becomes law." Now, 9 months after its passage, those details are again back in the news. The draft regulations for implementing Prop 57 were released in the spring and are set for final approval in a few months. The Sacramento County District Attorney recently criticized the process in an op-ed in the Sacramento Bee, saying the state isn't giving prosecutors enough time to review cases, which includes those convicted of child endangerment, felony assault, felons with firearms, and other crimes. She even writes that a gang member was convicted of assault with a deadly weapon and is on her list of potential people eligible under Prop 57. So where does Prop 57 stand now in the San Joaquin Valley? Sheriff Mims joins us on the phone right now. Sheriff, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So from your perspective as a critic of this law before it became law, how do you see the process of implementing Proposition 57 playing out right now with respect to Fresno County?
Well, already on July 18th, there was a man from Fresno County who had been convicted of two counts of assault with a deadly weapon and sentenced to 11 years in prison. He has now been granted release by the parole board. So just 6 years of an 11-year sentence, and he is already going to be getting out. And he has a very violent history.
Now, I know you don't have the numbers in front of you right now. Do you have an idea of the number of people in Fresno County who are eligible in this first round of people who might go before the parole board?
I don't know the exact number in Fresno County. However, it's not going to be, as the governor said, that it was going to be nonviolent felons. This man, his name is Danny Ray Lucero, had prior convictions of burglary and, in fact, had one strike for one of the three strikes. So it's the message that is sent out as a result of this that people who are committing crimes are very aware of.
Now, I know district attorneys throughout the state are saying there's not enough time for local law enforcement and their offices to review these cases. Are you sensing a similar or having a similar concern with regards to how long you have to review these cases? Because I guess there's only 30 days to stage any sort of complaint.
That's correct. And even then, the purpose of Prop 57, from the state's point of view, was to reduce prison population. And I believe that's going to work. Our prison population will be reduced by releasing very violent felons right back into our communities, which not only strains the resources of local law enforcement, but it continues to create the issue of people going in and out of prison, which actually costs more money.
Now, I understand there's actually a bill in Sacramento that would look at redefining what some of these crimes are and how they are classified under the California Penal Code. Is this one of those issues that was just sort of under the radar, what's violent and what's nonviolent under the letter of the law before this and now has really rose to prominence? I understand there's a lot of offenses that people might think might be violent, but actually aren't. Things like assaulting an officer with a deadly weapon and inflicting injury on a child, those are currently not defined as violent. Is that something that you would like to see changed?
Absolutely, including domestic violence. That's not on the list of what's considered violent. So we really put this all in the hands of the parole board. And the governor had a lot of money. He had millions to help pass this proposition. And we tried very, very hard to get the message out that by saying these were only nonviolent inmates was not accurate. However, we just could not raise the money that state had available to them to get the proposition defeated.
I understand there's also a nonprofit group out there that's filed a lawsuit suing the state, saying that nonviolent sexual offenders should also be eligible for parole. As I recall, the governor had said originally that this would not apply to those convicted of sex offenses. Is that something that you saw coming, or how do you see that playing out?
We saw it coming, and we tried to get the message out. The definition of what is considered a violent crime is listed under the penal code. Unfortunately, it's not all inclusive. And so that's why now we have the issue of trying to figure out, you know, what message do we send to the public? And technically, the legal definition is listed in the penal code, but it leaves out many offenses that you just mentioned.
Now, Governor Brown responded to that op-ed in the Sacramento Bee from the district attorney there, and he fired back saying, just because someone is on a list doesn't mean they're actually going to be paroled, pointing out that the majority of people who go before the parole board are denied parole. He also said that one of the people that she cited in her article as being on this list shouldn't have been there. It was some mistake. How do you respond to the governor's statement that essentially just because someone's on the list doesn't mean we're actually going to parole them?
Well, what the governor is saying is trust me. And the problem is, while we're waiting for these answers to come, crime in our areas are starting to inch up. And we keep hearing inmates saying and knowing that they can commit a crime and know they're going to get out early because of Prop 57. A good example is the young lady that was drunk driving and killed her sister while streaming it online. And online, she actually said, I'll be sentenced, but there's Prop 57, so I'll get out early. And that's the problem we face. How do we hold people accountable rather than continuing to let them victimize our communities?
Sheriff Margaret Mims, a consistent critic of Prop 57. We're hearing her remarks today in regards to the way that this is being implemented. As I understand it, this is still not finalized, but you're saying some people are already being paroled in Fresno County on Prop 57. Is that correct?
Yes. We already have one man who was sentenced in 2011 to 11 years. And in mid-July, the parole board voted to release him as part of Prop 57 standards. This is a man who stabbed two people. He had prior violent felonies on his record, and he had one strike under the three strikes laws. So this is a man who used a knife to stab two people, and now he's getting paroled back into our community.
We'll certainly follow this issue as it moves forward and also follow that effort to redefine what are, in fact, violent offenses under the California Penal Code. Sheriff Margaret Mims joining us today. Sheriff Mims, thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.